try to not mess it up this time.
Yeah.
We should have kept it, though, and just been like, see, guys, this is what happens when you haven't done it in, like, a month.
Do your intro.
What?
That was an aggressive do your intro.
Right. Welcome to another episode of the Get Up Presents the Family Challenge Movie Podcast. Family Movie Challenge Podcast. See, I can't even say it right. It's been so long we've been slacking.
been very busy.
Look, guys, it's been so long. And because we've been busy and had other things going on, I had to travel for work a couple times.
I've been busy.
It's the end of school. Just all kinds of stuff happening. Plus, it's summer, right?
Yeah,
summer, we
want to
go and do stuff. So we've watched these movies a while ago and we haven't recorded yet. But it's been so long and we're so rusty that this is the second time we're saying this stuff. Kind of. Because we messed up and I chose the wrong microphone input. Mm-hmm. So I was recording from my laptop. So I was super loud and Chas was not
quiet
to the computer. So we corrected it. I identified the mistake.
Yay.
We corrected
Interrupted me in the middle of my snake story.
You know what? We're probably better off not telling the snake story anyway, right?
Like, I'm sorry I got you in trouble.
Chastity just played a prank on her mom where she made her mom think, and me for a moment too, that there was a snake upstairs.
In my game room, yeah.
Upstairs, like in the second story floor, right? That a snake had somehow.
Snakes can get upstairs.
I'm sure. I know they can climb stairs. They can climb trees and shit.
Slither.
But so mom's kind of mad at both of us because once I went up there and saw that she was lying, I was laughing too hard to really join in.
Yeah, I was trying to.
So I just remained silent and impartial to the whole situation and let it play out and recorded it. But anyway. We're here to talk about some movies, some newer movies, some maybe not so newer movies, or they've been out for a little bit now that it took so long for us to release this episode. But we are going to talk about today, let's see, Don't Play with the Dragon. Oh, you guys, again, just try not to make a ton of noise. We're going to talk about Clown from 2014, John Wick Chapter 4 from 2023, Collateral from 2004, Couples Retreat from 2009, and Renfield from 2023. So we are into the seas. And then we had just a couple new movie releases interspersed into there. We still want to get to the theater and go see some others, but we'll kick it off first with Clown. Clown is a movie from 2014. It's rated R. It runs 1 hour and 40 minutes. A loving father finds a clown suit for his son's birthday party, only to realize that it's cursed. The director was John Watts. The writers were Christopher Ford and John Watts. And it stars Andy Powers, Laura Allen, and Peter Stormare. Peter Stormare is the only person you guys are going to recognize, most likely. He's in The Big Lebowski as one of the nihilists. He's in everything, right? He was in Fargo. He's been in all kinds of movies. So you'll recognize Peter Stormare. Other than that, you're not going to really know these people, which is cool because the type of movie it was, I really like this one. Chas, what did you like? Because you're awfully quiet over there.
Well, I'm looking at the movie thing because...
It's been so long, she doesn't totally
remember.
No,
I've always said... No, I remember. I remembered it. I just remembered it. I just wanted to look at it, you know, again, so I can get, like, my memory back a little bit. I remember the guy that played it and all that happened. Actually, I did like it. I was kind of thinking, like, dang, I want to watch this again.
Because it was a unique twist on the clown mythos, right? Yeah. Like, the mythology of clowns.
I breathe so loud.
Yeah, I know. Tell me about it. It's really loud now that you're paying attention to it.
Yeah, it is. Okay.
Maybe I should boost this to just mess with you. No.
Stop.
Anyway, so basically the kid has an unhealthy obsession with clowns. The kid really wants a clown for his birthday. The parents run a real estate business, and he finds a clown suit locked up in a trunk in the basement of this house that he's remodeling. He bought and he's remodeling. And it just happens to be a clown suit, so he puts it on. Goes and does the kid's birthday party. Everything's great. At the end of the night, he tries to take the clown stuff off, and it won't come off. And then eventually, it's like the wig like melds to his scalp and becomes his hair. The nose, they rip it off with like pliers. Remember that? They rip his nose off with like pliers, and it starts to like grow back. And the dog actually eats the nose. And then he can't get the clothes off. It's like his skin, right? It's real, real wild. I wonder if we could actually... I'd probably do copyright stuff.
No,
we could play trailer. Basically, the history of clowns is that they are actually demons. And from, like, I think it was Germany or something like that, was where the legend originated in this movie, right? That the the clowns actually lived in caves up in the mountains, and they ate children. And they needed to eat so many children to be satisfied. And so the only way to get rid of the clown costume is to feed it the victims or to just kill it. And so through the whole movie, there's, like, the body horror part where, like, everything starts becoming him. Like, all the clown costume pieces start turning into him.
Yeah.
And he starts getting, like, hungry and realizing, like, he wants to eat kids. And even the moment when he actually does, you can see he's conflicted about it.
His wife starts eventually feeding him. Well, she didn't feed him, but she was thinking about it. She debated it. She was going to, but she didn't. Mm-hmm.
And well, yeah, she almost did feed a kid. And I remember you, like, kind of freaking out, like, no, you better not. She was getting pretty hype and animated. Listen, at the mom.
Honestly, if...
What are you doing on your phone?
I was looking at the clown pictures of the clown guy. I'm paying attention.
Be engaged.
Okay. So, with the clown, okay. I was debating just now. I was thinking in my head. You know that kid that was playing the video games that he eats?
Yeah, the punk.
He deserved it, yeah. He deserved it.
He didn't really deserve to get eaten. Yeah. Come on.
He deserved it. He deserved it. You can be in the face of, no, he didn't. But, you know, he did. But with the clown, I'm going to be honest, that was my husband. Okay. And he put on a clown suit for our child. Okay. One.
That he found randomly in some old house.
You're tripping. You're going crazy, buddy.
You don't know where that's been. This is 2023.
Yeah, and it was in a box that was bolt locked.
Yeah, it was locked to the floor.
With multiple chains. Yeah. So
yeah, I mean, it was literally like it was chained to the floor.
So if I ever went into a house, especially a house I'm selling, okay, I go into the house, I go in the basement, I'm like, crap, my kid loves clowns. That's the first red flag. Woo! No, little Jimmy, you like clowns? No, mommy doesn't. No, we don't always get what we want. Okay. He likes clowns? Okay. No. But I go into the basement, and I'm like, crap, my kid loves clowns. I need to find a clown suit. Where can I look? Looks over to my left, I think it was. There's a box bolted down to the floor with a bunch of chains, and it looks millions of years old. I'm going to open that one. And then, conveniently... there's a clown suit.
Well, let's be clear, though. First, he opened the box.
Yeah, he did.
Then the clown canceled. And so he opened the box.
Yeah.
And he saw that it was a clown costume inside. He, like, picked it up. Yeah. He looked at it. He put it all back.
And then
the clown canceled for the birthday party. So he was frantically scrambling. He couldn't find a suit. And then he was like, oh, yeah, there was that crazy clown suit that I found in the basement. So then he went and put it on.
So
it wasn't like he needed one and then it conveniently was there. He found it first. Then... ended up needing to wear it.
That's still
yeah, but
no.
I would have went to
a Halloween store. We can buy a $1 clown suit. Little Jimmy's getting the cheapest clown suit. It's all good, Jimmy. You still got a clown.
Let's be real. If you go into a house and you go into the basement and there is a chest that is not only chained to the floor, but it is locked up like it is containing some kind of evil.
I'm not opening it.
If I unchain it, I am making sure that it stays chained shut somehow. I'm wrapping that thing in chains and locks.
Guess what? I'm going to immediately. Oh, guess
remember
what?
She tried to burn it? Or they did something, and it didn't burn and stuff. Because so Peter Stormare, the one guy that you would recognize.
No, they can't burn it. They didn't try to because they couldn't get it off.
He used to be the monster, right? Wasn't it like you thought it was his brother, but it ended up it was actually him that was the one that had been possessed by it?
I think.
And the way he got rid of it was he made a deal with it and he fed it. So he fed it enough kids that it could come off of him. So he knew what was going on. And he had, they had tried, him and his brother had tried to destroy it. When they realized they couldn't destroy it, that's why they locked it up.
I don't think it was him.
It was his brother?
No, yeah.
I remember he was talking about like it was his brother, but I thought the twist was it was really him.
Because I showed a video of the clown, remember? It was a video.
Right.
And I think it was him feeding it, because I think the guy that owned it was the guy that died. The guy that was with it. The guy that died from that owned that house.
Right.
I think it was.
But I think it was the...
Well, maybe it was him, yeah.
Yeah, I can't. Because
I think maybe she figured that out when they were in that.
Yeah,
like,
we should really talk about these movies more closer to when we watched.
Yeah, we're...
So overall, though, it was kind of a cool movie. It brings into some questions, like the wife had to choose between sacrificing a kid to get her husband back.
Oh, she was such a sweet child.
She was.
She was
you
a
know,
little girl.
Sacrificing a kid to get her husband back, or does she just kill her husband and try to kill the demon?
I would have killed him before.
Oh, what the worst part though is at the end. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert! It's like 1,000. This movie is like 10 years old.
No, I won't. I won't. Yes, it is right. 2014.
Yeah, we're good.
It's like 10 years old. Spoiler alert. Yes, he does die, but the suit goes into police evidence, so it's still around.
Yes.
And the dog turned into a crazy killer clown.
Yeah, killed the dog.
Because it ate the dog. It ate the clown nose, and it turned into one. Yeah.
Also, as soon as my clown suit wouldn't come off, nor the nose, nor the hair, I already know something's up.
Yeah, when
I like, babe, this crap's...
I'm some kind of demon.
Yeah, this crap ain't coming off. We gotta kill me now.
Kill me now.
this crap's like forming into my hand, my nose. I can't.
So, what would you rate Clown?
I give it 8.
Wow, all right. I like it.
Like I said, I would watch it again. I recommend it. I recommend to watch it at least once in your life. I would watch it again.
I'd watch it again, too. I have watched it again. So I'll give it an 8 also.
Well, no
I
crap. All these movies you watched again. Technically. Because you watched all of them.
I liked it because it was a unique kind of take. And it did something different. The makeup special effects were pretty good.
Yeah.
The suspense and stuff was done pretty well. I'll go... Yeah. I'm tossing up between 7 and 8.
I look like I'm flipping you off right now, but I'm not. Uh-huh. I'm picking.
I'll go to a 7.
I know you would. You don't ever like to agree with me. It's
no,
okay.
No, okay, fine. I'll keep it an 8.
That's what I thought. I'm gonna go.
Wow, you're peer pressuring me. I don't appreciate
I'm
this
not
bullying.
Peer pressuring. I'm going 8.5.
Nope, there's no 8.5.
Point.
We talked about it. There's no point.
8.9.
All right, next up we saw John Wick Chapter 4. So obviously, if you've not seen this movie and you want to go watch this movie, skip through this. But we are going to talk about John Wick Chapter 4. It came out in 2023. It's rated R, runs 2 hours and 49 minutes. It is almost 3 hours long. John Wick uncovers a path to defeating the High Table, but before he can earn his freedom, Wick must face off against a new enemy with powerful alliances across the globe and forces that turn old friends into foes. It was directed by Chad Stahelski. The writers were Shay Hatton, Michael Finch, and Derek Kolstad. And it stars Keanu Reeves, Lawrence Fishburne, and George Giorgio. There's quite a few other people in this movie. other people that you might know. Let's see. They had Lance Reddick. It was one of his last roles before he recently died. It's obviously got Ian McShane in it. There was also Clancy Brown, Bill Skarsgård. So there's Donnie Yen. So there's quite a few. Hiroyuki Sanada, he's the badass samurai dude from The Last Samurai. He's good with swords in movies. So there's quite a few people in this movie that you would recognize, obviously. And it's just, look.
I don't know how I feel about it.
The only thing I'll say about the John Wick series as a whole,
I feel like it's just the same,
is it's a John Wick movie. If you've seen one, you've got the basic idea. John Wick's gonna kill people. What this one did, though,
was they killed them.
Was
spoiler?
It got really creative. Like whatever creative kills you think. If you're a fan of like this action and everything going on,
they did use creative kills.
Like, I mean, I just watched a dude get hit by a car and he shoots him in the head while he's flipping in the air from getting hit by a car. Like, there was some really impressive stunt work. Choreography. It was amazing.
I've never been a huge fan of the John Wick series. I do like John Wick. I've never been a huge fan, but I do like this movie. I liked all the movies. I just never was a huge fan, like you and Mom.
Also, I thought that it did... it had some really cool camera tricks. Like when it did the whole top-down view of him running around with the shotgun, and it looked like a video game, like a top-down video game. Like it was sweet. right? Like, it looked like when we play Ascent or games like that, right? It was really cool from the point of view. So there were some really cool... really cool cinematography tricks they did in this. And it tied a lot of threads. And I actually really liked how it ended. It kind of bums me out that there's talks about another movie already.
Oh, I hope there's not.
With Keanu reprising his role. Like, that part, unless it's like...
But he's dead.
Unless it's like in the past.
Spoiler! Yeah. You already told him to skip.
So, like...
You still watch
Ninja Fall. The fact that he dies at the end, but he, like, completed everything, and he's finally getting pieced. Peace.
That's kind of cool.
Was like, it felt like it was a fitting end the way they stopped it. So if they continue on with it, at that point that it's going to start.
It's kind of like with
wearing thin.
Yeah, like with series, like you have a good series, kind of like Jurassic Park. They did it a bunch of movies, okay, but they continued it. Like the latest movie was not a huge fan of it. I actually watching it, I lost so much interest that I just went on my phone. I like it did not interest.
Recently, when it came out on streaming again, or when we first saw it. Because when we first saw it, I think we saw it in the theater.
When I first saw it, it was at home.
Oh, really? I thought we saw it. Or did we rent it at home?
Yeah, I was at home.
Gotcha.
And I watched it, like, halfway through the movie. You know, there's action and stuff. I lost complete interest. I went to my phone. I was like, yep, I'm done. It didn't interest me because it's like, okay, at this point, you just kept going. It's like, end it. Just cut it off.
Did you feel that way with John Wick 4? Or did you feel engaged?
I mean,
we saw this in the theater, too.
I was definitely engaged. I liked it. It was fun. I just hope they don't make another one, because it's kind of like what they did with Jurassic Park. They just kept going, and they wouldn't stop.
Yeah.
You need to stop.
I thought the action was great, the scenes, the visuals. I mean, it's just a slick movie, and it's right in line with all the other John Wicks. It continues right off, you know, where the last one left off. All the actors are good. There wasn't anything that was too ridiculous. It was just, again, like those kills, like the choreography, the action. Like, if you love John Wick, I would say this is perhaps the best action of them all. It's almost tiring. Like, you almost get exhausted.
Yeah, it's like, dang, I ran up those 1,000 schools. I ran up, did I just say schools?
Yeah.
I ran up those 1,000 stairs.
Right? Like that fight. Oh, look, there's this fight scene up and down the stairway where he's battling his way up the stairway, and he keeps getting knocked down, but he keeps going. And then he gets to the top, and then he gets knocked almost all the way back down to the bottom.
Yeah, it's like, I'm done at that point.
And then his buddies show up and kind of help him out. Like, yeah, it was so tiring to watch, but which I kind of appreciated because I was getting tired watching it.
Yeah, no, I was like, I can never run up those stairs.
Right, but it almost made me feel like I was there a little bit more because it was.
He got knocked all the way back, all the way down. I was like, yep.
I never thought I would say that a movie had made me feel exhausted.
That's the end. I'm not going back up those stairs.
Like, physically, I felt, yeah, it was crazy. So, but there was some really cool stuff. What would you rate John Wick 4? John Wick Chapter 4?
I'm going to give it a 7.
Give it a 7?
I liked it. Wasn't like my favorite movie. I probably would watch it again. I do recommend it. I'm just not a huge fan of the John Wick series. Right. I think they're good movies, and I do like them, but I'm not like a huge fan like you and Mom.
For me, I'd give it an 8. Yeah. I would say the choreography.
Look at that.
And the ending to the story, I would say
an 8. I went lower than you instead of you going lower than me. I switched.
I don't always go lower than you.
I want to watch Dude. I see why they have a whole entire festival.
So John Wick Chapter 4, if you like the John Wick movies, you're a fan of action movies, definitely check it out. It was pretty good. It's definitely worth a watch, and I'd watch it again for sure. The Dude.
Ooh, my ear pop. I just want a new rug.
I tell people all the time.
Oh,
I'm like,
my
daughter actually really liked
Dude.
The Dude. Yeah, isn't he house trained? All right, next up is Collateral. This is a movie from 2004. It was rated R and it runs 2 hours. It's about a cab driver that finds himself the hostage of an engaging contract killer as he makes his rounds from hit to hit during one night in Los Angeles. It was directed by Michael Mann. Writer was Stuart Beatty. And it stars Tom Cruise, Jamie Foxx, and Jada Pinkett Smith.
I forgot it was Tom Cruise.
Mm-hmm. So those are the three main actors. There's a couple other people, I think. Let's see, who else is it? Mark Ruffalo's in it, and Peter Berg as well. Bruce McGill. There's a couple other names that you might recognize. I thought Mark Ruffalo's character was a little odd because it felt like he was coming across as Hispanic, and I don't know if he really is, but like, I don't know. It felt like the character just felt a little goofy.
I like this movie,
but ultimately, it's a thrilling movie.
I actually liked it. Also, good. Can we just say Tom Cruise looks pretty good with gray hair. That's kind of awkward because I never found like him attractive, but for some reason.
Hey, talking to the microphone. And,
for some reason.
Whoa, easy there, kid.
His gray hair, the way it matched with his suit.
With his suit?
Whoa, buddy, a little too matchy-matchy, but I like it.
So, Chas, pay attention to the name Michael Mann. There's a couple other movies that we're going to watch of Michael Mann. And he's the director.
So,
if you like Collateral, there's a movie that we're going to watch called Heat that's also directed by Michael Mann, and it's amazing. And so, like, if you would have seen Heat first, then saw this, it wouldn't surprise you that you like this movie too, because it's very has a very Michael Mann feeling to it. I enjoy this movie too.
It has 4.6.
What is some of the things that you liked about it, Chas?
I think the action was fun. I liked the ending. It was interesting. I liked how they made him seem like they're at least like friends. You know, he didn't kill him. He kept him alive. And then at the end, they just went boom, boom, and he actually killed him. Like what's this guy? What was the cab driver's name?
Oh, I can't remember what his name
The
was.
Cabbie was.
The cabbie's name. He was Max.
Max killed,
and,
you know.
And so basically Max is a cab driver that is dreaming. He has a big dream of owning his own limousine company.
He was flirting with a girl.
And he wants to make like every limousine like an experience. But the thing is Max is a dreamer, right? He's played by Jamie Foxx. Max is a dreamer. He's always got an excuse for why he hasn't done it. Right, it's this. He's waiting for the right opportunity. He's got to get the finances together, and he's never gonna pull that trigger. And then he gives a cab ride to Jada Pinkett Smith, who is playing like an attorney general or something this big case.
She is an attorney. Yeah.
Right, and Tom Cruise plays Vincent the assassin, who's in town for one night to kill a bunch of targets related to this case, including her. Jada Pinkett Smith's character.
Yeah.
So Max just happens to get his cab, or him as fare, and then the movie is them kind of talking, and like at first, you know, like kind of like getting to know each other a little bit. He's like, "Man, I'll pay you all this money," and Max is kind of like that timid guy that lets people walk on him. Mm-hmm. Like his mom kind of like walks over him, his boss walks over him, and Vincent in a way helps him get some balls, right?
Yeah,
because like. Once they're in the situation, awesome. He's like, "We're in this." Like,
Vincent talking to the boss was awesome. Was
yeah, funny. He's like, "I'll let you go. I'll give you all, you know, this extra money and stuff." And then like the boss is calling, like, "Where are you at, Max? Where the hell are you?" And he's talking down to him stuff. And Vincent jumps on there and flips out on him, like, and it just shows Max that like he doesn't have to let these people walk over him, which is Max's kind of character transformation. He starts off a person of inaction and excuses in the beginning, but by the end, he saves Jada Pinkett Smith and he ends up shooting and killing Max or Vincent, right? So, like, he ends up taking a stand and doing something, mm-hmm. giving him, like, some, you know, a newfound confidence and that growth. The action scenes I think are cool. It's, there's some very tense moments. Yeah. That club scene is tense.
Yeah. I remember it. Yeah.
The club scene is tense.
Yeah, it is. I liked it. Again, the matchy-matchy with the hair and the suit. That was interesting. Wow, they really
That's
said...
That's the only thing that stuck with you, isn't it?
It did. They just said, "You want to match? Boom!" I'm big at matching. I think Mom programmed me that way. Everything has to match or else out. Like in Sims, it don't match, get out.
So any other things that you feel about this movie, or are you ready to rate it?
No, it's not much. I liked it. It wasn't like my favorite movie. I would watch it again. Probably rated like a 6, 7.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to do a 6.9.
No.
Yeah.
So 7. Okay.
So it's a 6.9. It was fun. It was fun. I would watch it again. I'd recommend it. It's just like I wasn't like a huge fan of it. Sure. I liked it.
I would also give this a 7. That's where I would go with this one too.
I gave it a 6.9 and a 7.
So it is definitely not Michael Mann's best movies. Like I said, like this doesn't hold up to Heat. Heat's just an amazing movie. Sorry, I'm a huge fan of that movie. It's good. It's worth a watch. It's even worth a rewatch. But it's not a movie that I'm going to go back to and watch over and over again. It is kind of darker, you know, like there's an inspirational thing there. Get your life together and like quit making excuses and start doing something.
I have a question.
But at the same time, it does it in a very dark way. What's up?
What's for dinner?
I don't know. We're focusing here.
Is it tuna? No. I've seen the tuna in the fridge.
No, there's no tuna. Oh yeah. Tuna steaks.
Yeah. That's
probably on the flat, on the grill.
I saw them. Ooh. What you gonna put? You gonna put some good lemon on there?
Well, I don't know. We'll see.
You gotta put lemon next on it. Can you put lemon on it? Like
speaking of eating tuna,
can you put lemon on it?
If we have some still, yeah. I like speaking okay. of tuna, right, and tropical fish, maybe, some place that you might have fresh, nice tuna is if you went to a retreat. And if you were maybe, you know, not getting along with your spouse so well, maybe you'd go to 2009's couples retreat. Oh, look at that segue. So this movie came out in 2009. It's PG-13. It runs 1 hour and 53 minutes. It is a comedy centered around four couples who settle into a tropical island resort for a vacation. While one of the couples is there to work on their marriage, the others fail to realize that participation in the resort's therapy session is not optional.
They just wanted a break and not do all the therapy.
Right. It was directed by Peter Billingsley. Writers were Jon Favreau, Vince Vaughn, Dana Fox. And it stars Vince Vaughn, Malin Ackerman, Jon Favreau, hold on, Jason Bateman, Faison Love, Kristen Bell, let's see, Kaylee Hawke. It's got a whole bunch of people in this movie. Jean Reno, or Jean Reno. I never knew how to say his name. Yeah, so it's got a bunch of good people in it. And it ultimately it stems from it's a retreat to work on your marriage, and Kristen Bell and Jason Bateman's characters are like the super organized people, and they're getting a divorce, and so this is like a chance to save their marriages.
Couldn't conceive.
And now each of these characters, each of these couples, have their own issues, and some just fail to recognize it. And so this movie, right, this trip allows them to kind of recognize that they have these issues and really find their love for each other. So even though they rebel against all the activities and they rebel against the nature of why they're just there to have fun while their friends fix their marriage.
Yeah.
They all end up working out and fixing their issues.
It's all happy in the ending and they all love each other.
It was, but it's pretty funny. It was a pretty funny movie. You got to admit that.
It was a funny
movie. It's a funny movie. There's plenty of laughs. And that's ultimately what this is. It's a Vince Vaughn movie.
I mean, a lot of noise.
It's got Jon Favreau and Vince Vaughn. Like, they play well off each other. They've been in so many movies together. All the characters, I think, do a good job. I think Jon Favreau's character is probably the most annoying just because of his personality type in the movie, the character that he kind of plays. But there's some the dude from Iron Man. Happy from Iron Man.
Who's happy from Iron Man?
Oh my Lord, Chaz.
I don't like Iron Man.
But yeah, so this one, I mean, it's just him, there's so many, like the yoga scene.
Yeah, him. Yeah, he did.
The yoga scene and the boom where he's putting his butt in Jason Bateman's face.
If you would have said happy from Spider-Man, that might have made more sense.
Right, but his name is Jon Favreau. Oh, sorry. From Spider-Man also.
Yeah, well, I would have noticed him from Spider-Man because I don't watch Iron Man because I was never a fan of Iron Man. I was never a fan of many Marvel things. I liked Guardians of the Galaxy.
So if you're into Vince Vaughn style comedy movie, this is right up your alley. There's plenty of situational stuff that's funny. Faison Love got divorced, and so he's got like a younger girl there. They don't really have a real relationship, so there's some funny dynamics there. You have the couple that's unhappy with each other, and they both want to cheat. You know, they've been together since high school, and the only reason they're still together is because they had a daughter. And then you have like Vince Vaughn and Kristen.
That's awesome.
Malin Ackerman's couple that's always too busy to really do the things that they're talking about doing. They keep putting everything off. There's like, you know, they got those excuses. And Vince Vaughn's character is very self-centered. Like, a shark brushes up next to him and he's like talking about how he's a shark attack victim and he's got all this trauma and his friends just don't understand him. So there's a lot of different dynamics there. And I think a lot of different couples can relate to some of it. But, man, there's some really funny scenes. A parent can relate to. There's scenes that anybody in a relationship could relate to. Especially, like I said, like the yoga scene.
This crap don't work.
There's a lot of funny stuff going on here.
This crap don't work.
What was your favorite funny scene in this movie, you think?
Can't remember a lot. I can. It would definitely be like the yoga when he didn't have any drawers on under, and he had to like just get naked.
Oh, Oh yeah. So that one wasn't the yoga. That was like when they were first like set up. They're like, "You're gonna free yourself." So they just robe like, down to your clothes, just, and he's like, "I don't have any drawers
they just went
on."
To the underwear, and, even
and he was like, "Just let it all." So then, yeah, he gets totally naked. Yeah, it was pretty funny.
Hey, your first class panda work. Did you get this in first class too?
No. I don't know where that came from. Can you put that?
It's called first.
Always
class,
playing with this pen,
and it looks like an airplane, but also looks like a jet.
So, what would you rate couples retreat?
It doesn't work. You didn't even let me talk much.
Well, talk about it. You're too busy playing with the pad.
Well, you're the one that's too busy talking.
I'm waiting for you to interact. Wow, you're going to make this awkward now?
Yeah.
Come on, put the pen down. Let's talk.
Okay.
Now you're on the spot. Now you got nothing to say. Uh-huh.
Well, I thought the ending was kind of nice. I mean, it was nice, but it was like the classic ending, you know?
No, I don't know. Explain.
So the classic ending, like everyone's just happy in the end. You know, they're back together. They're like, oh, we love each other.
Did Jason Bateman and Kristen Wiig get back together?
The ones that are getting divorced?
Yeah.
Yes.
It did go that route.
They banged in the closet.
That's right. Yeah. It did go that route.
Yeah.
With the everyone gets back together. And even Faison Love ends up breaking up with his girlfriend and it gets back together with his ex-wife.
And she's like, I missed you, baby. And then they get back together.
Yep.
So yeah, ending's kind of like what I expected. It was a funny movie. The shark thing was funny.
And there's a Guitar Hero scene that was pretty funny too.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I don't know what you're talking about.
Remember Vince Vaughn? He's actually selling Guitar Hero, and so the guys on the island won't help him. And then he's like, I challenge you to that Guitar Hero game.
Yep,
remember, he's
I
got
remember.
It all set
yep,
up in
yep,
his
yep,
in his crate.
Yep, yep,
like the
yep,
the tour,
I remember,
the,
yep.
the guy like the second in command on the island. He's got like this full like set up like rock stage
yeah,
with microphone stands and everything.
That was fun. That was
and then,
fun.
But Vince Vaughn like secretly he's like one of the game developers or seller. He's like selling the game, so he's
yeah.
been playing it.
That was fun.
It was pretty
I liked
fun.
That one too. But yeah, definitely. I liked it. I would probably give it 6.
I'll go with a 6 too. It is not the funniest movie you've ever seen. It's good for some chuckles.
It's
good to watch every once in a while just because it's funny. But it's not like, oh my God, the best. Like it's not, as far as Vince Vaughn comedies, it's not a Dodgeball. I watch Dodgeball.
Oh God.
I'll watch Dodgeball any day.
I would watch Dodgeball all day, every day, any day.
So obviously it's fun. But it's, again, it's not like the best comedy.
Dodge
it's good
Lynch,
for a watch. It's good Dodge in the background. But it's definitely not one that you're going to be like, oh man, I need to watch that. And you'll be quoting it all the time. You'll come away with a couple quotes like, boom, and, oh, the peacock. But like, that's about it.
You dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball. You need to dodge the cars.
All right, last movie. This one is Renfield from 2023.
Oh, yeah.
It's rated R, and it's 1 hour and 33 minutes. So again, spoiler alerts. If you are looking to go see Renfield and you don't want to have any spoilers, do not listen
watch.
To this part. This is the last episode, so you could just stop listening, right? Or sorry, not the last episode. This is the last movie.
Yeah, I was going to say, what are you
so
doing?
So you could just
ending?
Stop listening right now and you would not miss anything. All right, so Renfield, Dracula's henchman and inmate at the lunatic asylum for decades, longs for a life away from the count, his various demands and all the bloodshed that comes with them. It was directed by Chris McKay. It was written by Ryan Ridley, Robert Kirkman and Ava Tramer. I wonder if that's the same Robert Kirkman that did The Walking Dead. And it stars Nicholas Holt, Nicholas Cage and Awkwafina. Those are the three main stars. It's got Ben Schwartz, too. He was actually really funny in this movie. It's got a couple other faces that you'll recognize, but those are the big four. Nicholas Holt is Renfield. Nicholas Cage is Dracula, and the it is a perfect role for Nicholas Cage.
I like this.
To be wild and goofy Dracula. He chews the scenery. He steals the show every scene that he's in. It's got Ben Schwartz as a gangster kid. And then it's got Awkwafina as a cop. Hilarious movie. There was a lot of really good funny parts. I was surprised to see Nicholas Holt doing more action.
It was actually really funny. I loved it.
It was funny. It was different because Nicholas Holt doesn't normally play like anybody that kind of does action. So it was interesting to see him like whooping people's asses. Awkwafina being the cop. It was an interesting dynamic because of
I like the ending
of Nicholas Holt in Awkwafina's characters They remarkably had chemistry that I didn't think they would have had. If you would have told me that that was going to be the love interest, and like
I was like,
I would have thought you were. I wouldn't have thought that that chemistry from the movies they've been in before that it would have really worked. But it did well here.
I liked the movie actually.
Ben Schwartz had perhaps the funniest line in the whole movie. When Nicolas Cage starts,
I can't tell if you're happy or you're gonna f me up.
Yeah, it was really funny. And it was just overall, you know, it's Renfield just like realizing he's in an abusive relationship, and he goes to like Abusive Relationships Anonymous, and he's trying to get out of like Dracula's grasp, and so he starts trying to like live his own life after he saves some people. He's supposed to be bringing Dracula bodies. But he hates doing it, so he tries to not bring him stuff, or he brings him stupid crap, and then he's like saving lives on accident.
Yeah, he's bringing like drug, like you know, like the guys that sell drugs.
Right, he's bringing them bad people, and Dracula wants like a bus full of
kids, cheerleaders,
mm-hmm. And it was hilarious because like
he was at a bar.
It was completely tongue in cheek. Like at one point, he's like out hunting and for people, and like there are victims, and there's like a bus full of cheerleaders goes right by, like exactly what Dracula asked for.
I think they came into that bar too.
They might have come into that bar. It was really funny that
way. It was actually a really funny movie. I liked the whole like therapy group.
Yes,
and then like how they saved him in the end.
Well, because it's such a classic toxic relationship, so I love that they took that angle of like Renfield trying to, you know, get over this bad relationship and get out of it. I thought that was a really interesting spin, and just Nicolas Cage as Dracula, just it's one of those roles that was like it was perfect for him because of how zany mm-hmm. he gets, and it allowed him to be really zany mm-hmm. and do things like these really awkward, menacing horror villain laughs.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, you don't really know, like, is he happy or is he like really mad? Good. And that's that kind of laugh. Yeah.
Oh, and the mom of like the drug son.
Mm-hmm.
No offense to her, but it sounded like she was smoking 30 a day.
Oh yeah. She has that
30 packs a day.
I think it was
probably 100. She had that cigarette voice. Sheree
Agdashloo, she's got, her voice is like this, you know.
Yeah, no offense. It was crazy. It sounded like she was smoking like 80 a day.
We're going to take over the world.
Yeah, I was like, okay, grandma.
But it was hilarious. It's a good movie. I definitely would watch it again. It was funny. It was entertaining.
Yeah.
I
liked the ending when they started beating the crap out of his body.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun. Well, it was funny because if I was in that situation, I'd
right, would you would
fun.
Too, right?
Yeah, I'd have fun with that. I'd be like, and they were playing, they're just playing around just at the end. It was kind of funny. I was like, dang, it looks kind of fun.
Jeez,
it's kind of fun.
And it had some cool special effects. Mm-hmm. It was a lot gorier than I would have thought. But I mean, obviously,
being I think like, it was kind of fun.
Dracula movie, it was that like fun gory because it was like so unrealistic and wild.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like he's punching holes through people and ripping. I mean, there's one scene where he literally is beating people with other people's limbs.
So he grabbed this guy's arms and then he kicked him and it ripped his arms off his body and he started just beating.
And he starts beating people with the arms and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, he's
like,
doing nunchucks with arms.
It was kind of like John Wick 4. It was very creative in its choreography and the things that he was doing to fight and kill people. Like, it was very interesting. It was a super-powered John Wick kind of fighting.
Was that mine?
Yeah, it was you. That was pretty mine. Excellent.
No, it wasn't.
No, sure it was. Yeah, I'll say it was
No,
you.
It wasn't.
Anyway, someone forgot to
mute
their
phone. It's just my dog.
It might have been mine.
No, mine's muted.
It might have been mine.
Mine's
I don't know. But definitely excellent, worth a view. It is hilarious. I'll probably be buying this one just so that we have it.
Yeah.
Because I would definitely watch this again. Chas, what would you rate this one?
I'd give it an 8.
I would give it an 8 too.
I liked it.
I think 8 solid. It's not going to be the...
It's not my favorite, but I do like it a lot.
Yeah, it's not the most amazing movie. And I feel like it would just get better with multiple watchings too.
I already know movies that are going to get 10.
As you pick up the, you know, the little subtleties in the movie, because there's got to be a lot of stuff going on here because it's just so funny. And there's a lot of gags and like it's so tongue-in-cheek that I'm sure that there's goofy things going on in the background or something.
Right.
It seemed like they had a lot of fun making this movie.
I would. Oh my God. I'm just thinking about it and I'd be having so much fun making like funny movies.
Oh, right? Wouldn't it?
Right?
Could you imagine like making Dodgeball or any of that? Like any kind of movie like that? Like,
there's so many movies I know that are coming up and I'll be like 10. 100.
I think it would just be...
Dodgeball? Never fails. Dodgeball. Look, you smile just thinking about it.
Because it's hilarious.
Dodgeball is an amazing movie.
It is. It's hilarious. I'm not playing you out, but I'm like getting it going because we're wrapping up.
I don't know if I have any life. Oh, any life lessons for this one? Oh, I know. You see a creepy box with a bunch of chains and a bunch of locks on it. That's your sign to not touch that box. Even if you're selling that house and you got to move everything out, that means that's just something they get with the house. They're just getting it with the house.
Chastity's life lesson: if there's a creepy lock box, just leave it the hell alone.
Don't touch it. And if you put it on, if there's a clown suit, that's a bigger red flag. And if you put it on, you're a red flag. That's some crazy crap.
Well, there you heard it first from Chastity as my table just bitter.
Should I grab that spider?
Thanks again for joining us on this episode of the Family Movie Challenge podcast. Sorry for it being so delayed, but we will begin recording some more frequently. So be on the lookout for future episodes.
I don't want to ruin its web.
She's messing with it. There's a gigantic spider down here.
I don't want to ruin its web.
But thank you so much for joining. I'm JP.
And I'm Chas.
Go watch some movies.
Don't open up creepy boxes.
Don't open up creepy boxes.